This is an IELTS Energy bonus. What Band 9 IELTS students do that you don't.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll hear about something Band 9 IELTS students do that you should be doing. You'll also have the chance to get on a list to receive 4 tips Band 9 students do that you don't.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Aubrey, how are you? Why are we here right now? This isn't a normal like episode. What's going on?
I know. Bonuses are so fun, you guys. It's like a special occasion. It's like a holiday. We are here to tell you about a very exciting offer that we have coming up. You need to get on the list. You don't want to miss this one.
Yes, guys, this is so important. This list, we want to give you guys 4 things that Band 9 IELTS students do that you don't. We have been in the IELTS game for decades, guys, and we know the difference between getting a high score and not getting a high score in every single section. I mean, I was an IELTS examiner. Aubrey, I've taught you everything I know about IELTS. We have helped so many students get the scores they need, right?
Yes, and it does happen very often that a student will be very high level, like have such potential to get very high scores, and then they'll sort of just do something to shoot themselves in the foot, right? To tank their scores. We're going to talk about one of those today, but there are specific things that Band 9 students do that most students don't. We want to get you guys that information, so you need to sign up so that we can send it to you.
Yeah, sign up, guys. Get your name on this insider list, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. So we are sending you Band 9 IELTS tips. And guys, here's the thing. If you are on this list, you are also going to get a very special offer, an exclusive offer. We have never done this before, guys, and it's only for people on this list. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to give you a hint as to what this is, guys, because I'm so excited. It may or may not involve a live group speaking class with both of us, with me and Aubrey. May or may not involve that, guys. So, oh my God, why have you not signed up already? allearsenglish.com/IELTS list. Get on there, guys, because this is a limited time offer. Okay, so Aubrey and I want to share with you a general tip that we have noticed in students that get Band 7, Band 8, Band 9. In all the sections, what is one thing that these students are doing in all IELTS sections that Band 6 students are not doing, Aubrey?
They are going into the test with confidence. They're getting out of their head with speaking. They're not like stressed out and worried and speaking like a student to an examiner. They're going in confident, knowing they have the strategies they need. And so they're able to speak like a native speaking to a friend, and they're getting those Band 9 scores. And same with writing. They're going in confident, knowing they can write high scoring essays in the time that they have, and then they do.
Exactly, exactly. The reason why this piece of information is so present in my mind today is because I had the most amazing personal coach class this morning. This student, her English is incredible. Like, I was so impressed with her English. And you know what? She still is having trouble on listening to get beyond that six. And it's not because her English is bad. She speaks English every day. She's like so amazing. It's the anxiety. And that came through in our mock speaking test as well. She got an 8 on grammar, 8 for pronunciation. Fluency and coherence, 6. And that's because she was nervous. She couldn't move forward in part 2. She couldn't develop these ideas because she's so nervous. So guys, in order to get past those nerves, you have to prepare with confidence. You have to prepare with a system you can trust, right? Send us your questions, guys. support@allearsenglish.com, because it's hard to know who to trust out there, right? So guys, we want you to get on this list so you can get more tips like this. A specific tip for each section is coming your way, guys, if you're on this list. allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. Get on that list, guys. Don't miss these specific Band 9 tips and special offer for a new exciting IELTS class. Aubrey and I are so stoked to get to do this with you guys.
I know this is one of my favorite things about this job is there's always something new and exciting. We're finding fun new ways to teach IELTS, which it can be difficult. You have to keep your motivation. You have to stay engaged. So we're on it, you guys. We're always trying to think of new, fun ways to do that. So this is one of those. So get on the list, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class.
I'm so excited. Okay, guys, we will end this bonus today and we'll see you in the next regular episode. Yes. All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.